Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. You know, I want to say at the beginning of this program how much I love being able to speak to all of you. Some of you, your faces I know, many of you, at least your names I know, but each one of you, of the thousands who listen, each one of you is known intimately by God. I may know your name. I may know the town you come from. I may know a little of your background. You may be a member of my family. You may be among my dearest friends. But God knows you. God knows you intimately. And he loves you. And Lent is a time where we say, Lord, I want to be closer to you. I want to draw nearer to you. You're the source of all goodness, all beauty, all truth, all love. Lord, how could I desire anything else but that? Because in all my searching, that's what I'm searching for, is love and beauty and truth and goodness. Sometimes I don't even know it, but that's what I'm searching for because I was made for God. So Lord, I just ask that you would draw near to all those who listen to this program in a particular way, that you would open their ears and open their hearts to hear your word and to obey it, that they might know evermore you as the source of all beauty, all truth, all goodness, all love. Today, the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and snow come down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. God's word has power to change your life. Really, literally. This word is living. This is not just a printed word on a page. This word is living. This word comes from the very heart and mind of God himself, and it carries with it life-giving power for change and for growth, for deeper union with God. So I want to ask you, here we are, still rather close to the beginning of Lent, and I want to say to you, do you read God's word every day? If you don't, perhaps that's what you should be doing during this Lent. Read from the Psalms, read from the Old Testament, read from the Gospels, read from the letters of St. Paul. You can set up whatever pattern you want, but read, because the Word has power to change you, to conform you, so that you come more and more to understand what God wants, and you come most of all more and more to desire what God wants rather than what you want. Really, God changes us. I can testify to that. I know that. Please open your hearts to receive the goodness of God that comes to us through his word. It's not just information you gain by reading. It will change your life if you let it go from your head to your heart. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 34, from all their distress, God rescues the just. From all their distress. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Have you experienced that? That you seek for the Lord and you heard him answer you? I don't mean an audible voice. But you either gained some wisdom or you heard something from someone else or you read something and suddenly it clicked. If you haven't known that yet, draw near to him. Lord, I want to eat your word. I want to feed on your word. I want your word to nourish me. Don't worry about degrees. Don't worry about level of education. Just ask God to increase your faith. The psalm goes on to say, look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. He saves. Brothers and sisters, he saves. I want, as I advertise at the end of the program, I want you to be captured by mercy. I want you to know the merciful love of God. I want you to be so captured by it and captivated by it that it changes your life. You can access the free booklet by calling the 800 number at the end of the program. You can purchase the CD, Captured by Mercy, by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Please take advantage during this Lent. Please learn the merciful love that God has for you and the desire that he has for you to follow him. The verse before the gospel is, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of our God. Every word that comes forth from the mouth of God can feed us. Have you experienced that yet? Read his word every day. And don't just read the words, chew it. Know what I mean by that? Like squeeze the juice out of it. What does this mean? Lord, teach me. It's fine to read good commentaries. It's important to read good commentaries. But the most important thing is that your heart is disposed to receive him. And I so hope that during this Lent, that will happen to you. I pray for you that it does. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans. So this applies even to reading the Word of God. Don't just read and say, I read it. No. Read it with thought. Read it not just with your mind, but with your heart. You don't have to read a whole lot every day, but what you read, let it sink in. So Jesus is saying here, when we pray prayers, when we pray the rosary, or we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or we pray a whole list perhaps of devotional prayers that we have, just saying the words doesn't really mean anything. Oh, I prayed three rosaries today. Well, that's good. But if you're thinking that you're holier just by numbers, you're not. That's babbling. If you pray three rosaries meditatively, thoughtfully, slowly, God will bless you. Mean what you say. Make sure the head and the mouth are connected. It's easy when you have repetitious prayers, as in the rosary or the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's very easy to get into some pattern and your mind is going and your mouth is still moving. That's babbling. Don't do that. That's what Jesus is saying. In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Be careful. Pray slowly. Pray reflectively. You can't be totally undistracted. That's the human condition. But keep bringing yourself back, and more as you enter into a deeper relationship with God, it will become easier. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, Abba. That's what St. Paul says. It's the Spirit within us that cries out, Abba, Father. It's the Holy Spirit dwelling within us who cries out through us to our Father. Hallowed be thy name, not my name, but your name. Your kingdom come, not mine. I'm building my kingdom all the time, aren't you? How can I get this to go better? How can I make this work? How can I influence this situation? How can I do? But it says here in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, not mine. Lord, what do you want to do in the world around me today? Small portion of the world, but it's my world. What do you want to do through me to reach people for Christ? How can I help? Thy kingdom come. That's what it means. Thy will be done, not mine, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. In other words, Lord, give me what I need for today. No, we can ask, oh, give me this, give me that, and we can miss all the little things that God gives us. And notice it says, give us this day our daily bread. That means we're to come to the Lord every day for what we need. Not saying, well, yeah, I spoke to the Lord, yeah, probably a month or two ago I spent some time in prayer. How do you expect to build a relationship if you don't regularly meet with him? Give us this day our daily bread. We're to pray each day. Spend a little time in prayer each day. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses. As those of you who have listened to this program know how many times I come back to this, forgive us, Lord, as we forgive. Oh, be careful. That's a powerful prayer. Forgive me, Lord, the way I forgive others. That's why I want you to read Captured by Mercy, the booklet, or order the CD. I want you to read it. I want you to be captured by the merciful love of God that enables us to forgive what seems unforgivable. To forgive doesn't mean it doesn't matter. To forgive doesn't mean it was nothing. Forgive is to forgive in the power of Christ. To forgive everything. Doesn't mean, as I've often said to you, it doesn't mean you can't pursue justice, but what's in your heart. Remember, you can probably, many of you longtime listeners can probably remember my saying that Pope John Paul said so clearly, that forgiveness is not the opposite of justice. You can pursue justice, but it is the opposite of resentment and revenge. How much resentment and revenge do you carry in your heart? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If you ask God for the grace to forgive, he will give it to you. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Those are the words of Jesus, brothers and sisters. We don't have much of a choice if we're going to follow God and be his disciple. Please take this seriously above all during Lent. And may God give you strength and grace and hope. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.